All right, guys, welcome back to Pintle's Lost Chronicles, episode
2.
Who's with us today, Tim?
Harry Simonson, longtime friend and model.
Yes. And one of our main, one of our main fans and sharers on our page. So,
welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, Tim, start going off on this.
So, your career is picking up really good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually going on a pretty good incline.
Yeah, and you also sold calendars and such?
Mm-hmm. I started out doing different contests, and when I did the calendars, it was actually a contest I ended up winning.
I remember that. It was, what was that, a couple years ago or last year?
Yeah, it was in 2017 is when I did that.
Was that the one, Girls Next Door? Or?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I remember that one. And then now you're in Jet Set, right?
I actually just ended that one. I made it all the way to the semifinals and placed sixth in my group, which is actually pretty good.
That is good. It's a lot farther than the others.
How many people were in that group, though?
At that point, there's only 10 left. In the beginning of the competitions, there's about 45,000 of us.
Oh.
And by the time I got eliminated, there was, I think, 460-something.
Wow.
Damn.
We're down to 1%.
And it's just based on fans voting on you on each time, isn't it? Or how's it?
It's based off of their own website. You'll click a link and it goes all the way to their main page. Or if it's my link, it goes straight to my page. And you can just click a daily vote or be positive votes. It's based off of just how far you reach out. But the be positive votes are kind of where it gets a little bit dicey because a lot of that's paid. And, I mean, it goes to a good cause, though. It's the B+ Foundation. They do a lot of funding for cancer research for kids.
And that's the one main funding that you like to support for anything.
That's good.
Yes.
That's awesome, though. You took six. That's pretty damn far.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of fans on your page. I see comments, likes, and I see voted.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, good job. All right.
Yeah, they're awesome. I definitely, would not be anywhere near close to where I am without them.
Thank God for fans. You guys are awesome.
Yes.
You guys are awesome. Thank you for supporting.
Yeah, any social media fans and stuff, I always say it's like, they're great. And then I gotta bring this up. You're trolls. I always sit there. I've sit there kind off launch that one day, and I'm sitting there, what the hell is going on? Guy's like, I already removed it. You're following me. I'm like, so I had to go click on his comment. I'm like, no, you're still following her. What the heck are you talking about, dude?
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you deal with that? We don't have much backlash. We always have some people talk about how, you know, comments about we messed up on this part of the movie or this and that.
Yeah.
But, like, how do you take the criticism on that?
Most of the time, I will just ignore it, which isn't the best idea because I ignored that person.
Yeah.
And it eventually turned into the blowout, and I said a few choice things I should not have.
No.
But it happened.
The fucker had it coming.
definitely had it coming.
Do you ever take anything like straight to heart, or you're like, whatever, it's a person that has whatever issue they're going through?
When I first started, I definitely had to thicken up my skin. I got a lot of nasty comments about my weight.
Really?
Mm-hmm. As always, you need to eat, you're anorexic, you look like shit, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it was not good. I actually had one person when I was doing the calendar thing, they told me that I would never make it anywhere. Which, right now, I hope you're out there somewhere.
sitting there watching our podcast show, and they're like, I know her.
Like, yeah, you did. Now you're on the block list, yeeted in the trash can. But no, it's actually, it's kind of weird because, like, now I'll either block them or ignore it, and it normally doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But, it's just, like, people like that. I actually have a lot of fans that defend me, so most of the time I don't even need to say anything. And if it's really bad, I will definitely know because there's going to be a string of about 50 comments telling the guy where to go.
Yeah,
I witnessed that firsthand.
Yeah.
I saw that, and I've seen you go off about this, and then your fans are right behind you.
And that's a loyal fan base because, like, we were talking earlier before the show started, like, you put it like, hey, you know, we just put basically that you were coming on the show, and all of a sudden, like, 20 other people bounced on our show, sitting there liking them, like, looking at Tim like, dude, we're almost to 400 fans, but she has like 1,000 followers and stuff. And Tim's like, We got 400
followers. I wasn't expecting that. How many? 400 people in Glasgow? No, there's probably 400 people all around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was just being dumb, and I was like, 400 people in Glasgow? Awesome! That makes me happy. No. Right. I'm dumb. I'm dumb sometimes. I don't even think right.
Well, some days.
Neurons don't fire right in my head sometimes.
We all have those days.
Brain fart days. Yeah. Oh, God. Tim, how are you recovering from last week, anyway?
Good. I had no problems, and let's say a couple days afterwards, I had the hot wings from my freezer, warmed those up in the oven, and ate those.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was talking with her about it, and she's like, there's no way I would totally do that. I'm like, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad. I mean,
seriously, you're not that with the spicy food. You would say no.
No, I can't do spicy at all. I mean, I can do buffalo mild wings, like from Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Or maybe the ones from the Oasis, but anything past that.
Well, that's the thing. It wasn't even that bad. I think our producer even took
a dip
of chips like that afterwards. She's like, no, it's not even.
Not even that bad.
No.
It was like,
I love how I'm saying it's not even that bad, and we're going to recap to the point where I was sitting there making weird noise.
Sitting there wiping his nose.
I was like, you okay? Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, just to let you guys know, yes, we have read your comments. We will do a follow-up show on this. We're also going to be doing probably, I don't know, this idea is the talk is that we're doing a Russian roulette.
Yep.
With the hot, spicier ones that we got suggested, and yeah.
Yeah, and I will be official probation, so I want to make a Russian roulette with not only that, but drinking as well. And I want to make it bad. Fun, but bad. Like,
you might have to bolt your table down.
Yeah. I mean,
like, took a double shot. Double shot of wild turkey, 101.
Double shot of wild turkey, drizzle some Tabasco sauce, suck on a lime.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's going to be wicked, guys. We're going to come up with more crazier challenges. But right now, we're back.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, like, what is your future plans now after this last modeling, I don't know how you say it, is it gig or trying to get into this magazine? What's your next steps?
I actually got invited to go to their red carpet party. Landing party is what they call it. It's in their private hangar in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, nice.
So I'm super excited to go do that. I'm going to do a red carpet walk. Which, I mean, it's going to be my first ever red carpet walk. So, I mean, I'm really excited, but I'm also super nervous.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing going through my head is don't trip.
And do you already have your outfit and dress all planned out, or do you? Are you still kind
of
hunting?
I've ordered a couple of different dresses. I had two that I ordered, and then I canceled them because the background's pure white, and obviously the carpet's red.
Yeah.
Me, I'm like, oh, long red dress, let's go with that, because it's not black, because I am obsessed with black.
Black, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to clash with the carpet, and then I'm like, okay, so I picked up something white, no backdrop. So I'm like, nope, we're just going to go with black. It's what I'm comfortable in, and everybody else that thinks I'm going to look too white can suck it.
So are you going to be doing, like, any fake tanning, since we're in Glasgow, Montana, not really... We don't have summer yet. We got, like, what, 3 more weeks till spring even comes out?
Yeah.
But right now, the weather's, it's our summer.
Well, we also got 1 week away from daylight savings time on the 8th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Day before my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your birthday is like a blessing.
Right.
Valerie's birthday's March 8th, so.
No, oh. Probably not. I'm just going to go pure white.
Pure white?
No.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
Deal with it. Well, I don't want to get, like, too crispy and then end up like a lobster.
True.
And I'm trying to get like...
Then you're peeling and yeah.
Well, then you get like the spray tan and...
Uneven. Yeah.
Well, you're also probably going to meet some other models there. Some, let's see, producers and such like that. Photographers and different kind of agencies.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people there. I know definitely like the variety of different models because the competition I entered is international.
Yeah.
So there are some that fly from overseas.
Holy
So, and there's a lot of different celebrities that have been on the cover of the magazine, like Margaret Robbie, Scarlett Johansson.
Wow.
Like,
big name actors.
Taken off.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of presence there, and not to mention the girl who normally does all the videos for us each week to encourage us, Mary, she in herself is a huge presence.
Oh, wow.
So, everybody is always going to want to go take pictures with her and all this and all that.
That's good. I also noticed you took pictures with some of your friends. You know, what's her name? Mackenzie?
Tycro,
yeah. Yes. She used to work at...
Conoco.
Yes.
Conoco.
Yes. Yes, I used to walk in there and say hi to her and Andrew, get myself a couple drinks and talk with them for a bit and head out. But I remember seeing, what was it, your Halloween pictures?
Yes, my Halloween ones that I did, I ended up doing, like, a horrorcore shoot.
Yeah.
Which is a lot different from what I normally shoot with, which I was actually pretty happy that I got to do, because it's been on my bucket list for shoots. Because normally everything's kind of, like, ritzy and glamoury type.
Yeah.
Lingerie type, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's been things like that, which she's been a huge help with me.
That's
and
good.
Obviously, like, the water photos down at the river that she did for me. And we did some up at the graveyard, which is really cool.
Yeah, because surprisingly for Glasgow, they got some crazy... I love looking at the old school tombstones and stuff out there. They got the big old cross there, or the angel.
That one is one of my favorites.
Yeah. Or the angel sitting there, and her face is, you know, it's already just...
Eroding.
It's cooler in heck, and it's like, wow. And there's some beautiful pictures up there. And
there's a lot of good sceneries around this place. A lot of good sceneries.
Well, that's the thing with Glasgow. That's not much things to do around here except take pictures or derby or drink.
Yeah.
Or whatever else you can do. It's trying to keep yourself busy here.
Drive around on the dirt road. In the
middle of nowhere country town.
Yeah. Whoop. Yeah, that's the thing. I was trying to get you more.
My bad.
Tim's sitting there looking at you porn again.
Shame on you.
Damn it, Nick! Don't be sending me that stuff.
Nick, don't do that.
We
especially when I'm at work. My boss is right next to me.
Sit there, wait. Anyway, I always tried to tag you into, like, the horror modeling and stuff, and you always said that, yeah, that was one of my bucket lists, and I was like, gosh, I wish I could get you more into the horror modeling stuff.
I actually have a fan who's requested I do a Freddy versus Jason themed, which I really want to get into. That's Aiden Lyra, who, a little shout out there. But it's just, like, I remember certain people's names, definitely if they comment a lot on my stuff, but that's, like, one thing that they've been wanting me to kind of lean more towards, and I've really wanted to try that. It's like I've seen a few of the ones that you've tagged me into, and it's a lot of it's like time of year, trying to time that just right. I want to hit definitely when it like gets all springy, not when it's just like the mud slush milk river vomit everywhere, but actually go out into the woods and do a couple of those.
Did you ever see the ones I've take? Oh, maybe I should take Tim in that too. It wasn't a modeling one. It was a marriage one, and they go to Crystal Lake, and all of a sudden there's Jason there, and like, gosh, that's the best wedding pictures ever.
It is. I saw that. It's definitely goals.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about finding anything like in the cosplay region of modeling, kind of like for the fanboy base?
I really wanted to do Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy.
That's been one that I have been eyeballing for about a year and a half. That's actually why I had the long red hair for a while, and it just never happened. I couldn't find somebody to do the pictures for it. But that's always been, like, different things like that. And I've also wanted to do kind of, like, a couple role reverse ones.
Yeah, it's a big world out there, and there's people out there that will take pictures and will want to help you out by getting the supplies and such in the costume areas.
Well, there was one that I was going to do. I mean, it's not exactly cosplay, but, well, last time I was in Fargo, I was trying to get somebody that was really good at pumpkin carving to carve me out a jack-o'-lantern so I could stick it on my head. And I had this cape and stuff, and I was going to do, like, this Headless Horseman type thing.
That would have been cool.
That I really wanted to do, but we just...
So to be careful with the pumpkin, make sure you can get your head out. I watched this video on Facebook. This girl got her head stuck in a pumpkin. Dad had to pull it off.
Oh, no. I just went ahead banging against the wall. I was like, a couple of times.
As being an amateur... I don't know, what would you call yourself, professional or amateur model?
I'd say I'm somewhere...
In between.
I mean, like, I got an email the other day from the Jet Set staff thanking me for competing, and they said they looked forward to watching my career flourish because I definitely have what it takes to be in that industry.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm exactly an amateur anymore. My total fan base is around 15,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Between my regular page, my modeling page, Instagram, and Snapchat. I have quite a few people that follow my Snapchat, which I wasn't really thinking when I did that one, because now if I post a selfie up there, I'm just like, dee.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, good.
Yep.
Well, leading up to that question, do you ever, like, meet any weirdos like, hey, I want to take pictures of you? But like, you ever met those weirdos that go up there and it's like, I'm just lying, I just want to take pictures of you naked, and you got those creepers?
I have run into quite a few of those. I've actually had someone offer me about $500 for a pair of my underwear.
Really?
Yeah, did not happen.
Wow.
No, I've had people like that.
See, if I... Sorry, to interrupt you. Oh, go ahead. If I was that, I would have went down to the local Walmart and not even put these on. There you go! Granny Pammy! Holy crust. No, autographed.
The pure genius of this, though, is there are some girls... Because, like, I've talked about it with the other models that I talk to. And they're like, oh, you didn't do it? I'm like, no, I didn't do it. They're like, well, they don't have to be used. This is like, I'm like, well, what do you do? They're like, well, I'll take a picture in one pair, and then I'll have a box of just cheap ones. Like, it's only, like, one of, like, the dollar pairs or whatever that they find. And they just resell the damn things. Like, oh, no, it's the same one. No one's bought it yet. Yep. Wow. $200 off of, like, a $30 box of underwear. And I'm just well, whatever works.
What is the besides that, what's clever. The craziest thing a person's ever asked?
Oh.
Or are we not going to go there?
I mean, I've had a couple of them that are just going to be like asking me straight, or not even asking me, just straight up telling me, oh, we're going to get a hotel room and I'm going to show you what a real man does. And I'm just like, oh, okay. I'm like, come anywhere near me and I'm going to show you what I do. It's just creepy stuff like that tends to happen. Like the weirdest thing, I'm not going to say because it was pretty freaking disgusting. I'm going to say dick pics is one huge thing that is absolutely horrible. I think you remember the live video I did about telling everyone to not send me
that. I remember that.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's when I got flooded, and I'm like, if I get one more damn picture anymore, like, I'm sorry, guys, but if you send me something like that, it's like picture sent, I automatically don't open it. I don't care if it's a meme. I don't care if it's your cat, dog. I don't give a shit. I'm not opening it. Because I've seen way too many things that I cannot unsee.
The imagery, just like, oh, beautiful day, beautiful day. No dick pics. Open your phone. It's like, save from Jackass. When Jackass 3 opens that box of dildos, busts open. Your poor phone. It just must have a stroke.
Well, I mean, that's why, like, my kids can't watch YouTube or anything. Yeah. My kids blame you guys for not being able to watch YouTube.
Too many dicks.
No.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I can't remember. One of my friends said, which is another girl, said, yes, we like seeing dicks, but we don't want to see random of them. If we want to, we'll ask you to send them to us. But not just random, like that. And I always wonder about that. It's like, people sitting there, that's a good angle. Yeah, that's a good angle. She's going to like that. That's going to be a huge comment. Oh, I've always wondered that when I send them. Like, yeah, that's I parted it.
Part the hair.
It has a. It's not a landing strip. It's a mohawk.
1910s, 34 look cut with the whole wave to it. Oh,
I actually kind of took you for someone who would etch a smiley face. Not gonna lie.
There we go.
Looking like a bonsai tree.
What else crazy adventures do you have planned for this year?
I'm gonna be going to Minneapolis, Minnesota for a photo shoot with Rod Broyette, and he does a lot of things with his magazine Model Mania. So I'm hoping, if he likes what he sees out of the images we get, maybe I could go towards being on the cover, possibly, or inside. I mean, it'd be really cool. Yeah. I mean, that would definitely... I've never made cover before, so that'd definitely be a huge thing for me.
That should be awesome.
I mean, definitely one of my goals.
Yeah. Back to that red carpet we were talking about, it's like, I always say to anybody, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's like crazy how people, if you know them, they're going to support you. It's going to get more into the business. That's the crazy thing about the whole industry of anything is like, you can be a complete moron. I've met idiots that don't know how they get jobs doing this or that. And yet here they are. So I'm like, how do you know that? Oh, cause I know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like how frats and sorority, you know, those things are all up and going.
I don't know, I think it's definitely going to be interesting going and seeing just how many different people are there. Because I know there's going to be a lot of different models from a lot of different places. Yeah. And I think my big thing is, like, obviously, a lot of the problems with that contest are, obviously, with the paid thing, you can buy your way in.
Yeah.
So you do end up with a lot of people that don't have the experience with just dealing with public or cameras or any of that. Because when I first started, I was extremely awkward.
Yeah.
Like, my first actual photo shoot with someone who was credible was through The Girl Next Door. calendar shoot I did, and that was Chris Lee, who did all my pictures.
Yeah.
And I still meet up with him quite a bit, and he actually has now spun off, and he has his own thing, which is Lee Photography.
Oh, nice.
But it's, like, that's the one thing that, like, I think you always have to...
Was that the man back in 2017 that was taking your photos?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember. Yep. Shout out to Chris Lee. Awesome photos. Yes, you did awesome.
Was Chris Lee the same... No, with Kayla. She had a different photographer, didn't she?
Kayla?
Yeah.
She did her own photos.
Oh, did she? See, some of them were really good. Mm-hmm. I love her some days. But then she just stopped. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure why she stopped. We don't talk too much anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, here or there if we see each other, but...
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's in a relationship with Sheriff. I think his name's Jesse. Really cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool guy. I like him. He's always been nice to me. He's really cool. You know, and it seems like she's just busy with the family life, and
mm-hmm.
it's good. Respect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, making the rest.
So, any, like, since we're back into our little genre here, you're in our little world, what kind of movies are you looking forward to seeing? Anything popping out, or do you have anything on the wall that you're like, holy crap, that's cool, I love seeing that, or...
I've been following a lot of the John Wick ones.
John Wicks? God, those are... I don't know. I haven't seen the third one yet, but...
Neither have I.
Because it never came here, but...
Mm, that's been my thing. I'm just like, I really need to see that.
Yeah. What is it? With Keanu Reeves, have you seen any of the older ones? Like, he's going to come out with The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
There's Bill and Ted's Behind the Music.
I'm looking forward to that.
That's going to be amazing.
He had this movie come out. It was back in, like, 2014 or 2015 or whatever. It was called Knock Knock. And it was about, he is a, what is he, an architect or musician or something
architect.
Like that? Yeah. And his family, his wife and kids go on vacation. And it's raining one night, and he's working, and these girls come knocking at his door, and he ends up cheating on his wife, and they start screwing with him really bad, and yeah, turns out they expose him for cheating onto his wife, and they just go door to door doing that.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. Holy crap.
It's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember
this. I didn't think he would be in a movie like that, but he killed it.
God.
It was good.
I can't remember this other one. It was Keanu Reeves, Robert Downey Jr., Woody Harrelson, Scanner Darkly, I want to say it was?
Yes.
And that one
that.
Was crazy.
Yeah. What they did with that movie is they filmed the movie, and over the film strips and the clips and stuff, they drew.
Oh, that's how they...
Wow. Yeah, it's all drawn. And it is amazing.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. in that with Woody Harrelson was hilarious, because Robert Downey Jr.'s character is... He kind of acted like he did when he was on drugs.
Yeah. Basically a snitch and acting like he's all smart and kind of new. Yeah.
And that drug that he's taking, one of my favorite scenes of that movie, is he's sitting there starting to hallucinate. Woody Harrelson's character sitting there rolling a joint. And he looks over and he starts morphing into a giant cockroach. And he looks over at Robert Downey Jr. and he's just sitting there as a giant cockroach. And just looks at him and goes, He starts sticking his tongue out at him. He just trips out. Keanu Reeves' character in that movie was good. And the ending was... A twist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
My Friends.
Yes.
Like, God damn it, Keanu.
It was a good movie.
Wow.
Well, did you see Harley Quinn, or the Harley Quinn movie that came out recently?
I really wanted to go to Birds of Prey, but I did not get the chance to. I was eyeballing it for a while, but I've just been so busy.
He's the only one that got to go see it.
Oh. Yeah.
So disappointed in myself for not seeing that one.
Bucket list.
Yep, bucket list. Screw it, we'll buy it on DVD. We'll watch it and we'll talk about it.
I know, it looked pretty good.
It does look pretty good. They had a lot of good Batman characters, DC characters. They had Black Canary. I saw that. A Batman villain, Black Mask.
Yeah.
He was played by Ewan McGregor. Awesome character. But, yeah, Black Mask is a major crime villain. And from what the previews said, he has it out for Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see how Harley Quinn outsmarts him.
Yeah, I've been trying to avoid using my TikTok because that's kind of the thing right now is you've got so many Harley Quinns and cosplays trying to do spoilers, and I'm just like, how?
Yep.
That's how Halloween is. Everyone's going to be Harley Quinn again.
Mm-hmm.
I always hated that. I'm like, gosh, dang it.
One.
His dad got lazy last year and just went as a vampire again. It was like, I got no money for costume. I got no idea, so I just took my old vampire fangs and stuck them in.
It works,
yeah.
I had fun being Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I saw this picture. I liked your costume. It was actually pretty legit.
little shout out to John. John Garcia's costume
was Deadpool.
He was a Deadpool from the waist up, and he was riding a unicorn.
Is that who that was?
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. I have a photo of him. I'll put it on this podcast video. Where we went to the alleys, and he's sitting there drinking a beer just like how Deadpool was. Like that. And then we had another one. I wish I could find that. There's a bug spray one. And he had like a bug spray next to me.
That's badass.
And I thought that was funny. The best part is our friend Todd Twitchell dressed up as Pornstachio. Pornstachio will be one of our guests on here.
Wow,
and he's Pornstachio's character that Todd Twitchell puts on there. It's an 80s or 70s porno.
Porn director or porn star?
Porn star.
Oh,
and it's just the funniest thing. But he dressed up, you know, he has disco stuff, the platform shoes, and he's always the ladies' man.
Oh, I got it.
Drinking Diet Pepsi.
He
will be one of our guests here coming up soon because he's that character that Todd puts on as Pornstachio. He's like, it's me, Pornstachio. And he has this weird accent. It's the funniest thing ever. But Todd was so upset that he didn't win the Halloween costume that year, because John's just sitting there wearing a unicorn. That was pretty cool.
I would like to meet Pornstachio. I can't wait for you to be on the show.
I look forward to seeing that, actually. It sounds like a riot.
Yeah. Yes. Well, even when I was a Todd Twitchell, even he's as Todd Twitchell, it's funny.
Oh, yeah. I would love to go to Stocks. I love going to Stocks. And there's Todd Twitchell in the summertime. Mustache, shirt open. Yep. Belly hanging out, giving everybody the drinks, having a good time. Best bartending ever.
Shout out to Todd Twitchell.
Yeah, shout out to Todd Twitchell.
What does Todd always say? Hold on. Todd always says that he's the only topless bartender in Glasgow. I was like, I remember that one year he kept telling me that he ran across his Stockman's naked. He was the only one. I'm like,
wow.
I was like, I don't want to see that Todd. No. And I was like, and all of a sudden, sure enough, Nick had it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You want to see Todd's birthday?
No. Yeah. Our producer, was an eyewitness. I'm sorry, babe.
That was a full moon, huh?
Waxing gibbous.
Oh. And a shout out to James Shipman. When you wear your kilt, it's awesome.
Yes.
You better wear your kilt St. Paddy's Day, because I'm going green.
Why? Wait, as I say, it's Scottish, sir.
Scottish.
Not Irish.
Irish wear kilt, too. Maybe they should wear kilts.
Good.
I think they do. Or kilt.
St. Paddy's Day is coming down. I'm kind of getting nervous on this. It's like, how much green beer can I drink?
No.
When Tim cannot have an ounce. So we're going to strap a camera on Tim and camera
there
and see what happens through the night. Because, yeah. The only thing that sucks is on a Wednesday.
Yeah. You guys don't wake up till Friday. Tim, what are we doing in Billings? I just found these roofies over the bar. That'd be a good idea. I got like 5 days of footage on this camera.
Where's Sean? Sean was like,
you're going to call, motherfuckers, I got deported. You're like, oh, great, we got to get Sean back now.
It's going to be the worst hangover. Oh, man.
Oh, Glasgow hangover.
Oh,
leave yourself Alka-Seltzer tablets in your box.
I don't know. That's the thing. It sucks. Well, leading up to this thing, okay, next week, 9th, I'll be 33 years old. I'm sitting there thinking of these hangovers are getting horrible. Like, you had, last night I had, how many beers with? I think 4 beers with, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you were drinking your water, but
yeah.
I had 4 beers, and next morning I'm sitting there. Why? And there wasn't like anything different. Yeah, it's gonna be horrible, but I don't know.
I'm looking forward to it. Let's see what shenanigans you guys can get up to.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's gonna be a great time. I'm looking forward to seeing Matt Suddeth and Taylor Marquardt, seeing you guys on the podcast, and I would like to have a drink with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hopefully we can get you guys on that, like I said, the Russian roulette. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what crazy crap we can come up with.
It's like drink twister or something.
Yeah.
No, that's gay. Sorry.
Oh,
it's only gay if they touch.
It looks me in the eyes.
Oh, my God.
If we're going to be doing a Pencil's Ass Chronicles twister, it's got to be Matt, Jay, and Todd. There we go.
In Matt Sato?
Yeah, in Matt Sato, yes. Yep. Party and a half. Yep, you're involved.
Gosh. Do you have any big plans for St. Paddy's Day? Because that's what I said. It's probably the... I wish we could make it down to Butte, but it sucks on a weekday.
Yeah.
I still think holidays like this big needs to be down on a Saturday or a Friday. Like Halloween. Halloween yeah. needs to be on a Friday.
The way these dates line up, it just...
This 2020 schedule, though, if you ever look at it, it's going to be crazy. Because you got 4th of July on a Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Oh, my birthday lands on Thursday. I have the day off.
For now, Tim. But for you, do you have any big plans for the summer besides those other two trips, or do you have?
I'm actually like for St. Paddy's Day, I'm gonna try to go to Fargo, I'm gonna visit friends down there and a person I've been seeing back and forth. You know,
awesome.
I've gone actually and seen them a few times. I went down for one of my photo shoots and kind of like met them through like just did a meet and greet type thing because I've done that with like quite a few different people. But, I mean, that one just kind of stuck with me, so.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty cool. But I'm going to try to go down there, hopefully get a hold of my friend Amanda Moe. She's one of the girls I did a lot of photo shoots with.
Nice.
She's the taller one that you see in a lot of my photos, but hopefully just hang out around there and...
Kick back a few. For a few for you.
A few for me. Depends on who I'm around. I can vary from, oh, here I'm just going to have this one to... Why the fuck did you guys let me do that? And if I get to that point, just drag me out. Because, yeah, a little bit obnoxious, nice. Just a tiny bit. Kind of got that way when I was in Fargo one of these times and not good. I was okay when we left, but ended up my photographer drank enough to kill a small village. Okay? Well, we had this one girl give us a ride to the carport. And you know how they have elevators in there, and those are like the logical thing? No. Chris is a big man, and he decided he's going to take the motherfucking stairs. And all of a sudden, you see him as teetering back. I mean, I've got another one of my guy friends with me. I'm like, dude, you should be helping me. No, my little ass is up underneath him, like, don't fall. Praying to God that don't happen. So we're going to try to, like, avoid disaster. Most definitely.
I remember almost 15... longer than that. Anyway, when I was in college, almost 12 years, 10 years, I remember went to St. Paddy's in Butte. My friend Liddell, and I can't remember a couple other guys, saved my ass from getting my ass kicked. I don't know what I did. Bumped into somebody, and somebody thought I grabbed their ass. I'm like, what? What? I didn't grab your ass like that. And the guy's like, quite like a big old bodybuilder. Oh. Like that. And all of a sudden, I was like with all these... I'm not going to call them weekend warriors, but all these army guys like that. You got a problem with our they used to call me Jihad. This is when I had long hair.
Yep.
They gave me a freaking white robe to walk around in that day. And I almost got my ass kicked in St. Paddy's Day. I'm like, no. I didn't touch. I bumped. It's like, you know, bumping at everyone. Like that, and that guy, he's like, well, if you're going to kick his ass, I'm going to kick your fucking ass. And all those guys back down. I'm like, yeah, I'm with them. The funniest story about that is St. Paddy's Day. When we got so drunk, I'm sitting there, wake up, I'm sitting there. Where the fuck am I? Like that, and I get up, go upstairs like that, and all of a sudden this lady's making breakfast like that, and she looks at me, looks around again like that, and all of a sudden... She leaves like that, and her husband comes back out like that, and he's sitting there. Do you guys have a good night? I said, oh, yeah. Where the fuck am I? Like that, and he's sitting there. And I can't remember his name, but he was a sheriff there. I'm like, he's like, nice to meet you. I'm like, I'm Jihad? He's sitting there, Jihad? Like that, yeah, I'm Jihad. Like that. And he's sitting there laughing. He's sitting there, Marge! I'm like, what? Marge, the boys caught one! I'm like, what? They caught a little Jihad! Found out it was the army guys that I was all partying with. That's his, their uncle. It was the sheriff there. Like, oh, no, Marge,
they caught one! We brought it back to the U.S.
I was sitting there, I'm sorry if that was the racist thing, but it was the funniest thing I've ever heard. Would you like a cup of coffee, sir?
That's going to end up being your alias. I don't know if you guys have seen like the Ron White comedies when he goes, Ron Tater, Salad, Kyle Jihad, Belcher.
Are you Kyle. Yeah, and the guy was so nice. He cooked us breakfast like that and drove us back to our cars and stuff. He was probably the coolest sheriff I've ever met. Whose phone was that?
I think it's mine.
Uh-oh, 8:30.
Oh, yeah, it's mine.
Are we closing up on time for you, or how much time do you have?
Oh, I got about another hour left.
Oh, that's good.
Right now we are 35 minutes into Pinto's Lost Chronicles with our guest.
Now, for the summertime, do you plan on doing any more modeling careers and such like that after going to these red carpet events and such?
It's kind of funny because last year, when I did a few different, like, random things in the very beginning, it was kind of bad because, like, I took, like, a whole year off because, I mean, someone I was with didn't really agree with my modeling and stuff, and I shouldn't have done that because that's one reason why it was really hard getting into it around, I want to say, Maxim had to have been around October, but it was, like, really difficult between those couple months to actually get back in because my fan base shrunk so much because you're not really posting anything, not really doing anything.
Yeah.
But it's, like, now that I've started again, it's like, I don't plan on stopping. I really want to expand myself further because there's been a couple times I'm like, okay, well, you've gone far enough. Go ahead and stop. This is huge. Go ahead and stop. Because I'm like, I see that big thing and I'm like, well, what if I down spiral from here? I don't want to remember for that. Just stop while you're ahead. And then the other half of me, which is, as you've probably seen, because I've known you since I was like 9 years old.
Don't stop. Keep going.
Just run for it.
Yeah. Take that leap.
Well, it's like I said, it's a whole expression, can't stop, won't stop, gotta keep going, you know, you gotta keep going on this stuff, like, Tim's like, we have to get another show on, I'm like, dude, I'm not feeling there. No, we gotta get on there, so many people are sitting on our show, hey, what, you guys haven't been putting anything on the page, are you guys done, or what's going on, so I have to sit there and tag stuff, or do this, or I'm like, okay, we have, like I said, so we finally actually broke down to a schedule, like, every 2 weeks, shows one like the hot sauce show. It's gonna run for 2 weeks. Then after this, it's gonna go. You know, it's gonna stop. We're gonna try to get our 1,000 views, and then after that, it's gonna go with the show, and then so on and so on. But it's like it takes. Oh God, you should hear the headache on editing on the hot ones.
Oh man,
I gotta get better technology. Like trying to. We have a microphone for the iTunes when we actually go back on there, so I actually have all the shows on on record it. But trying to mark it up with the video, it did not want to do it. I'm calling Tim. I'm sitting there pulling my hair out. I'm sitting there, you won't understand this. And everyone's sitting there, well, yeah, just mark it with this. Do a clap. And then it should be right there. I'm like, I didn't do a clap. Well, then just do a countdown. And right when you hit record the thing, or the camera's recording. Doesn't make sense. But now I'm sitting there. The audio doesn't work too good and this and that. And Tim's sitting there, just relax and put it on.
So you're like, I can't imagine the headaches you guys get with that.
Yeah. Tim's like, more than me. Tim's like, what headache?
Him more than me. I'm like, if I came over and tried helping, I'd probably get frustrated and be like, you know what? Yeah, just put it on. Screw it. We don't need to edit this. No, screw it. Yeah.
Like with photo shoots and stuff, like you might get a couple bad photos and you're like, ah, shit, let's retake that, right? Yeah. No, you guys are like, ah, fuck, throw it all in the trash. It's like an hour worth of your time.
Well, scrap redo. Well, like we were talking about, like, some days I'm like, so, I hate to say this, but some days I'm a little too into my drink. Like that, I'm sitting there, like Tim, I told Tim and you guys, I don't even remember the last thing with Jeff. I was sitting there. I was sitting there watching the video. I'm like, what the fuck did I just say? Tim, what were we talking about? Jeff was our one guest. I don't know. You were talking about this or that. I'm like, no, I don't understand what I was talking about. I'm slurring my words. I'm like, I kept thinking before the video, too. I was like, I only had one of his drinks that it was a Malibu Black. I want to say, I can't remember, it was a Malibu, but yeah, I thought I had one. No, I had like six or seven sitting around.
Oh, shit.
Like, yeah, you want over? Yeah.
So you get like those two drinks in, you start really feeling it, and you just like, shit, fuck, give me another one.
Yeah.
Ugh, give me another one. You start slurring your words.
I don't know how. Some days, like you said, you can tell when I'm not drinking, and the show goes very well, and I'm pronouncing my words, and I'm slowing down, but some days I'm like, I know that I talk fast is how I am. I've always been excited, and I have, how to say it, Mark Dale speech. You talk so fast, you kind of mumble back. Yep. And you're like, Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oops. That's my problem, because I actually have horrible social anxiety.
Yeah.
So I will either trail off into, like, 80 different subjects, or I'm just going to sit there and go so fast, and you're like, what? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And they're like, what? I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yep. Crouch down.
Exactly.
It was like how we were when we had lunch at Somebody's Deli that one day. We're sitting there. Both of us are excited just to sit there and talk to someone. they're like, so anyway, 10 minutes in our thing, we're sandwiches. I'm like, so I got to go. Take off running.
Both of us. I mean. It's the first time I've ever hung out with you, so I'm like, don't talk. Just keep your mouth shut. You're annoying as fuck. Because that's what my social anxiety always tells me. You know, in the back of my head, I'm like, you talk too much. You know, you're going to sound stupid. This. I mean, it's even with, some of my friends that I go with, a bunch of different models and stuff. I'm the quiet one in the corner. Everyone's like, why are you so quiet? And I'm like, I don't want to chase you away. I'm stupid. But no, it's like mush mouth, can't understand shit.
Yeah.
It was like the beginning of the podcast when I was able to drink, when I would drink my whiskey, and I would just go off. I don't remember recalling slurring words, but I definitely have to walk home, as that was my go-to, but I would go off on subjects, and we'd kind of branch off on this point, branch off this point, go back, and yeah.
Well, that's what I think a lot of people shows is that we don't just stay on one topic, we just... that, and then all of a sudden come back somehow. Mm-hmm. That's like Jeff was sitting there. Yeah, he has topics that we talk about, but then we kind of go back this way, we go this way, and then we come back, and then somehow this. I was going to ask you guys this. This is my big question. Are you guys scared of the coronavirus going on right now?
I was actually in Washington State when it broke out in the state. I mean, come on! What you have in your cup will probably kill the son of a bitch. But, I mean... No, I think it's a lot overplayed. Yeah. I mean, I understand, they said a lot of people died, but what ages? I mean, I know elderly are susceptible to pneumonia, too. You hear that go around everyone, our ages, and oh, shit! Because, us, it's antibiotics, go home and feel like shit for a week. Or, I mean, here in Glasgow, Montana, they'll give you, a leech and, deal with it. But, I mean, it's a little bit scary for a while there, because, I actually walked through the hospital the guy was in because I went to go visit my dad, and we got out and then went ahead and went back in for just a side appointment when that guy was in there. And then the oxygen guy that freaking went ahead and delivered my dad's oxygen 2 weeks later when the guy was still in there because they had dude complete quarantine. They had robotics taking care of him and shit because everyone was so fucking scared of it. And it was kind of crazy because they're like, oh, if you go in the upper level, you have to mask up. The whole hospital's masked. They don't play around with that over there. And then it's in the basement, you're fine, because it hasn't touched down there, and that you know of. And the guy just, looks at me fuck you! You know? But, yeah, I mean, I guess I definitely wouldn't want to catch it.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, I'm kind of sketched out, but kind of, it could be scary, but then you start thinking of, people are like, I survived swine flu, I survived this, I survived that.
Ebola.
Yeah.
Ebola. Yeah.
Fucking Ebola.
I survived, the 2000 or 2K meltdown. I even survived freaking...
2012, my prophecy.
That in the San Andreas. I am freaking invincible. But, I don't know why today, shopping at the grocery store, I'm like, you know what? I've never had sardines.
What?
Yeah, I never had sardines. So
I hate them.
Oh, anyway.
Sorry to say.
So
this I'll eat almost anything.
I don't know. I was sitting there, screw, I'm going to try to get a can of sardines. So, Nick was trying to get me to buy them at the dollar store. Yeah. I said, no, because I got spicy ones and this and garlic. And
what would you think?
I haven't tried it yet. Because this is what I'm leading up to the story. I look at the thing where they come from, China. I'm like...
Maybe we should just
go to the side for a bit. I'm like...
I saw a meme with little bubble wraps. It's like, don't pop them. The air comes from China.
My coworker was saying that the other day, because I'm sitting there like that, and all of a sudden I threw them on the floor, and my boss walks in and starts stepping on them. That's all from China!
Fucking package coronavirus.
I'm sitting there. I get workers' comp from this. They're no. Wicket. No, you can't. I'm like, oh, damn it. Worth a try.
Right?
But I keep thinking, it has to be a diversion again. So back to my conspiracy stories. It's a diversion.
Adverting from something.
Yeah, because they're like upset because Donald Trump couldn't get impeached. And they're
y'all get Clintoned over this, I swear. No one posts anything about being depressed for a good week after this. Just saying.
Oh, man.
Well.
But true, though. I mean, you think about it. Every major...
And that's why, like, Trump's like sitting there, no, nothing's going on. Don't... The media's, you know, don't... No, if anything goes through there, you go through me first, and then... I don't know.
Yeah.
What's our producer drinking today?
The usual.
What's in the flask?
The usual.
Well, you go. You go, Jake.
That stuff turns into noodle.
Next week, I'm bringing paper so I can do...
Oh, yeah, flashcards.
You can have a marker board.
Oh, well, that's even better.
Flashcards.
They keep messaging Timmy. Stop cracking. Shut your phone off.
I got to move. It's my little disorder. Sorry.
You need to get him like a stress ball or something.
If I sit still, I'm going to explode.
That's
okay?
What I keep trying to tell Tim. I was like, I got you an ashtray. You can smoke. I've never seen him since on the show.
Yeah, he is. He didn't smoke last week or this week.
No, I smoked before.
Well,
that one day we were sitting there recording every 10 minutes. I gotta go smoke. I'm like...
Yep. Especially smoked, most especially when I drank. I know that. Like, I'll be just hanging out at home or something like that, you know, and when we get back from the bar, I definitely want to have more to drink, and she'll fall asleep. I'll watch TV, and I'll just drink some more, go out every 10 minutes, have a cigarette.
That's like, the difference between making up
with
like a half a pack and nothing.
Yes, that's I'm that type of jackass.
Do you smoke or no?
No.
I used to.
Yep.
Nasty ass.
Yeah, it was.
You can tell when I'm completely shit faced is when I have a cigarette. Remember that time behind mom's house? I'm sitting there. Yeah. Kyle, your cigarette's not even light. Lit. Why can I see smoke then? It's your breath, you
it's
idiot.
It's cold out. What are you doing?
Oh. Like that, try to light it, does sit there. Sorry, what I'm doing.
Well, you're so fucked up, like me. I smoke the filter. That
yes!
was bad.
I've done that.
That was wicked.
Oh.
A producer has to ask, what happens to you the next morning when you smoke a cigarette after you drink?
I'm hungover. When I smoke a cigarette in the morning? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it refucks me up. Yes. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the nicotine high after smoking so many cigarettes, going to bed, wake up, hungover, okay, I can walk a straight line, go out and smoke a cigarette. I start stumbling. I'm like, what just happened? What's going on? Sit down, 15 minutes later, it's gone. I'm like, okay, I'm back to point zero. Okay, cool. But for some reason, it just gives me a huge head rush, and I just start getting all,
I remember this. I'm
dumb.
This.
Like, I go...
Derpy,
yes. Thank you. Like I just did now.
I remember, and this happened several times to me. I remember one day where I'm like, you know what? I'm just having my black coffee, and I have, you know, my whole full pot of coffee, and I drink that, and I used to chew, put a dip in like that, and all of a sudden, like that, and my heart's just beating like that, and I'm sitting there feeling like I'm like, Avery, give me water, please, like that, and I'm sitting there shaking, and she's like, do I need to call the ambulance? And she grabs my phone, and I'm like, Hold on. Like that. Like that. And she's like, goes, gets fruit snacks and stuff, gives me sugar. Like that. She's like, Dad, do we need to go to the hospital? You need to go to the hospital. I'm okay. Like that. I just need to go eat something. She's like, you can't have that in your chew. I'm like, I want anything. I was like, I thought I was badass chewing like that. Yeah, and when I do chew, I swallowed it. So, like that with my coffee.
Hell?
With my coffee. So,
liquor.
But yeah, but you always get that. You know, several times. I kept thinking it was like my blood pressure going up crazy, and like that, or my sugar level. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't have.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I used to. There's a couple times I thought I was gonna. The guy was having a heart attack. I'm like, oh, this is how I'm going to go.
I'll be drinking an energy drink. I'm drinking an energy drink at work, and I just get this sharp pain in my chest. I'm like, okay, this is it. I'm going to die in the freezer. My manager's going to come in. I'm going to be fetal position on the ground, stiff as a board. So I'm trying to have a heart attack, but I'm also freezing to death because it's cold in there. And I don't go in there with my jacket. I just go in, grab what I need, and just march back out. I'm in and out, in and out, in and out of the freezer. So I'm used to the cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not used to cold, and I still running in and out of coolers. And I'm sitting there.
That's what everybody else is. I run in and out.
How are you not cold?
I'm sitting there with my gloves when I'm delivering pop and beer. Like that snot's just coming down. Like
that. Yeah, sickles on your beard. Cooler.
Man, it's cold.
Okay, walrus.
Oh no.
All right, guys. This is 50 minutes leading into our thing.
Yeah.
Tim, you got any questions, comments? Or do you have any questions, comments? Our producer's trying to sangle language. Go ahead.
You know, you got a phone, right? I can't hear you. Just tell me,
just
please.
Say it.
Sorry. Okay. I just had a question on what you guys thought about President Trump signing a deal with the Taliban and pulling troops from Afghanistan.
Oh, I did not read about that. I heard about that today. You sent that to me, but I didn't see it. I didn't read
That's
it. That's why I need more. I saw the anti-vax one for the corona. I'm like, oh, yeah. Anti-vaccination.
I got a shot from Tony Seleth the other day.
Yeah.
For $50. This is anti.
Oh my God.
What? Am I supposed to? Or?
What? Anti what? But
it's anti coronavirus.
Yeah, that was okay. I did not know about that at all.
Oh.
Trump making a truce with the Taliban and pulling U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. That's awesome. I mean, that's
not to interrupt as producer, but Trump signed a deal with the Taliban, and he'd pull all the American troops out because the Taliban was signing a deal with Afghanistan, making a deal. So that they wouldn't be fighting or do anything more. And then Trump said, okay, but if they start their stuff again, we're going to come in full force again. They're going to get them out by June, all our troops out by June. And then if something happens, they're going to come back in. I was like, so I was just kind of curious what your guys' thoughts were on that. Because that's
a
big deal.
I would have to check if that's actually true or not. But
it is. I heard Trump talking about it on the radio.
Fake news.
We'll
save it for next time.
Okay.
We're trying to stay out of the most politician stuff because I get a lot of people pissed off about it.
Yeah.
We
don't want to get into that. There's a lot of both sides that are going to come out from each end.
Pardon my Clinton joke.
We're just
going to find you dead next.
We're going to.
Son of a bitch!
What was in that water? It wasn't the law.
Just the politics, I think, it just comes out from too many.
I'm not a politics person.
But the political question is just going to lead it to different angles, getting attacked questions from angles, and we don't know how to answer all of them the way you want or how the fans want or anything of the sort.
Yeah, don't my Clinton part.
It's good that there's a treaty and the Taliban is being pulled.
Yeah,
that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's all I thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Any else leading questions, Tim?
We're good.
Oh, any more questions? What am I thinking of? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Just blank.
Great thoughts to our friend Sean Garcia.
Yes. Great thoughts. I hope that cancer just dies.
Mm-hmm.
Dies 100% gone, and you live a full ass life.
Dude, he deserves it. He's badass. He's always there for other people.
I've known Sean forever, and I heard that he got cancer. Scared the hell out of me. My uncle passed away from cancer just recently. I had family members that passed away from cancer all the time, but it still scares the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope this radiation, you kill it with that radiation. You still work, which is awesome.
Get radiation. Yeah. Some superpowers. Save my ass.
Yeah, radiation activates some mutant cell and Sean gets super strength. Oh my gosh. Now he is the Sean. We're going to make him a costume. We're going to do movies after you. Netflix deals. Oh God, it'd be great.
Tim's like trademark.
The great brown Sean.
Yeah, Mexico needs it.
Yeah, right.
So with our fans right now on our fan base, how can we reach you on your fan your fan page?
I'll probably just be sharing your videos. And most of the time, like, I noticed, like, with a couple of the tags we did, there's a few people that actually jumped over.
Yeah.
I'm actually, like, I think if we, like, share the video once it goes out to, like, my different pages, they'll probably be able to jump back and follow you guys back too.
Okay.
Because they're actually really good about that. I mean, big shout out to everyone who does follow me, because they're actually really loyal people. I mean, straight up. I mean, from defending me to just voting every day, and it's just like,
Yeah, jumping over.
Yeah, and it's just like, I know a lot of them are into different fanfics, and then obviously... with all the movie genres and things that you guys do.
Yeah.
And just random bullshit and I mean, the Hot Wing Challenge is pretty fucking dope. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm sitting over there rolling.
Oh, it's gonna get crazier. We have some crazy ideas for the summer. We're gonna come up with more ideas, like with little short clips of funny stuff. The funniest thing I've got told is we should change the show to Two Indians and a Mike.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like,
I brought it up to him last night. We should get a guy named Mike.
But yeah, it's great how fans, like, we always try to do that. It's our podcast show is friends supporting friends.
Yes.
Like with Jeff, you know, with his writing, we have friend. Every time Jeff has his new blog, I freaking try to get everyone to go jump on and check it out. His writing is amazing. If you have you
yeah, I've actually gone through a lot of it because I've actually followed it from your guys' page.
So yeah, see, we're trying.
I know. I should have put. We should. Did you put that on Facebook? Was it Jeff Island on? He was doing hockey.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember you posting that. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yep, the ice hockey and stuff, but I forgot to do the summer.
Yep.
Not this summer, this winter.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, I'm sitting there looking at my ice skates. I'm like, I don't think I want to do this.
See, I'm taking Lila skating. I don't know how to do with my knee. Screw your knee, so.
I don't know. My kids are too clumsy for that. I'm always afraid that someone's going to itch a finger or something. I'm like, damn it.
We don't have insurance. You want to end? Wrap it up, Tim?
Yeah, I guess we could wrap it up. I mean, it's about, we're almost 56, we're 56 minutes and a half in. Awesome.
All right, well, I'm Pinto.
I'm Tim.
And
I'm Mary.
Yep.
All right, thanks, guys, for tuning in for Pinto's Lost Chronicles. Pinto's Lost Chronicles. Wow, okay, I'm empty on that. That's the reason why.
Have another drink, man.
Yeah.
That's all, folks.
Okay, anyway. Stay positive out there, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Pinto's Lost Chronicles, Episode 2, Season 2.
Bye.